Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Tzadik Ches. We're holding the third line from the top of the Yomid where the Gemara begins. Omer Rava. Hodi Omer Rabbanan. Ein Av Lemitzri. Notice there's another gears on the side. Goy. Teima Mishum Dishtufei Bezima Dolo Yediya. Av Yediya Chashinon. El Afilu Diyediya Nami Loi Chashinon. What is this all about? As you recall, yesterday we had a machloikis between Rav Acher Bar Yankiv and Rav Sheshes. If you go back to Tzadik Zayin Omid Beis, right after the Mishnah, the Gemara told us a story about Bnei Yudan Amsa, sons of Yudan Amsa, Ishtacher. They became emancipated, they were freed, and therefore they became Gerim. And each one of them married a woman. And each one, unfortunately, the marriage did not last. And therefore, the two brothers were thinking of perhaps marrying the divorcee of their brother. Rav Acher Bar Yankiv says it's totally permissible. You could go and divorce your wife and marry the other one. Even though normally, under regular Torah law, this would be a sister-in-law because your brother married that lady. Normally that would be prohibited. Here Rav Acher Bar Yankiv said it was permitted. Omle Rava, Rav Sheshes also, Rav Sheshes said that it's also. Therefore we have a clear machlikis Rav Acher Bar Yankiv and Rav Sheshes. Rav Acher Bar Yankiv said, okay, it's not the first time in history. Omle Hu Asar Vanosherina. He said it's also, I hold it, it's mutter. And then the Gemara limited the machlekes. Min ha'av v'loy min ha'em. If the two brothers that we're talking about, and bear in mind we're not talking about two regular Jews, we're talking about two gerim, if their entire biological brotherhood is as a result as they have the same father, but they do not have the same mother, kol yam olei pligi d'shari, everybody agrees that there would be no problem in this type of situation for the two men, after they divorce their wives, to go and marry the wife of their brother. It's the other way around, that the two brothers are both from the same mother, but from a different father. Everybody would hold that it's Asr, because even though they have become Gerim, they are still back, they are still biological brothers, and this would be Asr. Whenever it happens to be both. Then we skip down to the Ikadiamri, where the Ikadiamri says, no, even in the case of if it's only Mena'im, is also a machloikis. Where is the second Ikadiamri? Ikadiamri, about 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. No, that's a different Ikadiamri. There's another Ikadiamri that I'm looking for, which is higher up, or perhaps lower down. Sorry, Phil. He holds him by Achman Aim that it would be, according to the first Lashon, the Achman Aim we said, the Aser. Here we're saying, according to the second Lashon, Bach Yankiv is Rabbi Achman Aim, that it would be Mutter. Why would Rabbi Achman Yankiv hold it as Mutter? Even Achman Aim? My time, because Gershon is Kaiki Kotten Shinoilit Dummy. Any a Ger that becomes a Ger, in other words, a former Goy becomes a Ger, it's like a brand new child that was just now brand new born. So even though we had two brothers, both of them are simultaneously going, or contemporaneously, becoming Gerim. They're like brand new boys, and therefore they're not related to each other. Since they're not related, therefore he can go and take his wife, he can take his wife. Yes, sir?
So, hypothetically speaking, if a father and daughter converted, after their conversion, they could theoretically get married?
A mother and a daughter?
A father and a daughter.
Could they marry each other?
Right. They converted, and so if they're reborn, so to speak, could they theoretically marry each other?
What you're saying is absolutely correct, theoretically. Lamaisa, we don't allow it. Our Gemara doesn't go into it. We're going to talk a little bit later about Isha Uvita, and we're going to say that you do have to go and divorce. our Gemara is going to say that the reason is because we don't want there to be confusion, that people would say these Gerim look like they're wonderful, Erlich Yidin, fine, good, and look what they're doing, a father and a mother, a father and a daughter are getting married. So we don't want there to be confusion where people will say that the same thing applies to Jews that were born Jews, that they too are allowed to go and marry a daughter.
The optics.
Number one, it's a Gzeira Midrabanan, Gzeira. Number two, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Shlo Yoimru, they shouldn't say, Bo me Kedusha Chamura me Kedusha Kal. We don't want initially the Gentiles to say, and then ultimately the Jews to say. Can you imagine? When they were still Gentiles, the father could not marry the daughter. Now they become Jewish. Everything is Hefker, a father can marry a daughter. That's what I'll say. See, their religion was holier than ours, that our religion allows for those types of relationships. So therefore, halacha l'maaseh, the answer is, as you had suspected, it's prohibited, but mi'ikar d'dina, it would be permitted. Good, shkoyach mendi for showing us ikar d'amri. Anyway, so we have a machloikis even by achen min ho'ein. So, one thing we do see from the Gemara of yesterday, that achen min ho'ein is considered to be more chomor than achen min ho'av. The reason for it, l'choyre, is because of pure logic. And that is, if you know that this lady has given birth to two boys, you know that they happen to be achen min ho'ein. There is no doubting. Meaning, if the lady has gone into Mount Sinai or any other hospital maternity ward 2 years ago and had a baby, 2 years later she has another baby, no question that these two babies are brothers from the same mother. Whether they're brothers from the same father or not, that is already a matter of conjecture and
questionable.
Speculation. Very good. Presumably, if they're married, it's presumably from the father. However, the Gemara assumes that among the Gentiles, that things are a little bit lax, and therefore you could have a woman giving birth to multiple babies, not necessarily from the same husband.
Right, it does happen in contemporary society.
I can't believe that. But Rashi brings in Chumash, by Mitzrayim, when it came to Makas Bechoyrois, that sometimes in the same home, you had a number of children passing away, and people went, hey, is that a Bechor? The answer was, each one was a Bechor because she had lived with multiple husbands, multiple men, and therefore they were all Bechor La'av. So one woman had five Bechorim. Anyway, that the Bechor is the difference between the Achim Mino Av and the Achim Mino Ein. That the Achim Mino Ein, we know for sure that these are brothers, so now we have to go and see where we can be lax and where we cannot after they are Megayir. Or Achim and Av, anyway, things are kind of loose. Good chance that these guys are not brothers after all, because we don't know for sure. There's no DNA testing at that time. So therefore, we can go and say that we can be a little bit easier when it comes to
language. So with Achim Min Ha'em, we don't apply that if they're Misgayer. It's as if they are born anew and not...
Well, you see what we just finished off saying, that according to the second Lashon, the Ikar d'Amri, that Mendi helped us identify, that Rav Acha ben Yaakov argues in bi Achim Min Ha'em, and he is Matir, and he says, Yesh Misgayer Kikotin Shanoi L'Dam. But Rav Sheish is disagreeing. So you see, when it comes to Achim and Aim, there is a harder position. Mash Enkin Lagabi Achim and Av, everybody says, no, nothing to worry about. So now, it would seem that the reason why the Achim and Av, the standards are a little bit less strict, would seem to be because we don't know whether or not these two are in fact brothers. That's where we come to Omer Rava, today's daf. Omer Rava, Hodli Omer Rabbanon, Ein Av Lemitzri. It's really Ein Av Legoi. Apparently this was changed by the censors. Don't say it's because that since among the Gentiles people live, unfortunately, a life of Hefker, and therefore you don't know who the real father is. But if we would know for sure who the father is, then we would be choishish for Achim min Av as well. So he's telling me, how do I know for sure? Rashi gives an example of the father and mother, were locked up together in one jail cell, and nobody else was allowed permission to come in. And so therefore, if and when she becomes pregnant, you know it's from the father. There are other Gemaras that say that ain apotropos la'royis, that even if they happen to be locked up in jail, you always have to worry about what about one of the prison guards or what about the prison warden or something, that he or he may have had access to this young lady, and you still don't know for sure. So maybe we're talking about a jail that the warden and all the prison guards were females. But regardless, the point is, at least theoretically, there is that possibility that the, both the father and mother are exclusive to themselves. And therefore, if there is a child, ooh, so I have to worry about not only achim min ha'ein, but achim min ha'av. Says the Gemara, no, no, even if I know for sure, DNA testing, I know for sure that's the father. The fact that they happen to be achim and av has no religious efficacy, no Jewish efficacy. Why? If you recall yesterday's Braisa, which is the last shtickle that we learned before we closed yesterday, going back to the Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, Toshim A, Shnei Achim Te'oimim. Te'oimim, of course, means that they're twins, and they are Geirim. So what did it say in the Sefer? Skipping down a line. Getting back to argument, it was originally one drop of zera. How did we get to twins? Because that drop of zera split in half and produced twin boys. That there is no din of chalitza, no din of yibam. So that if one of them passes away and his almana falls to the other brother, I'm not concerned. No din of chalitza, no din of yibam. Why not? After all, I know for sure that these two boys are the same mommy, the same daddy, same, totally. So one of them passes away, then the other shouldn't be yibam. Shema minu afkuri afkir rachmana lizare. Is it exeidus across it? The Torah says it makes no difference. The zera ho'av is meaningless for these purposes. How do I know? That's it. From the passing Yecheskel, Sar Chamoyim Besorim, the Zermas Susim Zermosim. There, the flesh of the Gentiles are considered to be like the Bosser of Chamoyim, of donkeys. Zermas, Rashi says, the Zermas has a double meaning over here. Number one, it's referring to the Zera, but the reason why it uses the term Zerem, because Zerem, as we know in modern Hebrew, means a stream, or it means a
flow.
Flow. Very good. What I do with that, Chidonia? So look at the Rashi Zermas. It's about the same line as in the Gemara. Zermas Zera, Shu Yoira Kacheids. It shoots out like an arrow. Kizerim Mayim HaMekaleach Bekoyach. Just like a stream or a flow of water, that's Mekaleach. Today, when you take a shower, that's as well. It's called a Meklachat, because it comes down like a stream. Ah, Koyach, it comes strong. So therefore, their zera is like the zera of horses. And therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, and the Pasuk in Yechezkel is telling us in a very graphic way, that you don't reckon with the zera av, only with the zera ein, when you're dealing with goyim that are becoming Jewish. Fine. That's the end of this shtickle. Now we're coming back to the original loikis between Rav Acha ben Yankif and Rav Sheshes. Rav Acha ben Yankif was matir the two Gerim to go and marry each other's divorcee if they so desire. And Rav Sheshes, we're going to have now three or four brises are all going to permit the marriage, and therefore each time it's going to be a riot to Vacha Bar Yankiv and Akasha on Rav Sheshes. It's Toshim on the Amr Rabbi Yossi Masa ben Niftiyim Hager. This is a story about Niftiyim Hager. Shenosa Eishes Ochem Ima. He in fact married the Eishes Ach from his mother. And Ubamath of Nechachom, and this story came in front of the Chachom. The Omer, they said, Ein Ishus Leger. You have nothing to worry about because your brother, who previously married that young lady, and that brother now divorced that young lady, and you want to go and marry, no problem. There was no Ishus, your brother, the Ger, who went and divorced this young lady. There was never any Ishus in the first place. Really? But the Ger, the Kaddish, Achanamidli, Tafsi, Bakadushin? A ger is a full-fledged Jew. If he's Mekadosh Isha, then of course his tefis is kedusha. We're talking about ein ishus leger. Ela eima ein iser ishus ach, like ishus ach leger. That's what we meant to say. There is no din of ishus ach leger, so you have no problem in going and marrying your brother's former wife, the divorcee. Why? Because there's no Isra Eishes Ach, like, yeah, you have nothing to worry about. So Timur, my love, the Naspa Ach, Kishihu Ger. Aren't we talking about a situation when the original brother who married this young lady married her when he was already a Ger? So therefore it was a Jewish chasana. It was a halachically valid, effective wedding. And nevertheless, we're saying that after that brother decides that he doesn't want to live with her anymore and gives her a get, that, or if he passed away, that Niftim could go and marry her. No problem. Oh, so you see a writer, Bacha Bar Yankiv, Akasha on Rav Sheshes. The Nasu Kishu Evikichov. It's talking about that when he married that young lady, he was still a goy. She was still a goyta. Both of them after that were megayir, but he never lived with her post their gear. And so therefore it was never a halachically valid chasana, because it was between two goyim. So Gemara, Kishuay v'kham, my lememra. So what's the chiddush over here? Of course, if the whole marriage between the first brother and the wife was that of a non-Jewish marriage, so of course they were never married halachically, and so there's no problem. So it's not an Eishes Ach situation. But to Amar the same, I would think since the average individual doesn't know what's going on behind the scenes, he just knows that this young couple, two Gentiles, decided to be Megayer, and then after the Giyur, then we saw that he went and divorced his wife. And then now the other brother is going to go and take that wife. They will assume that the original brother and the wife continue to live with each other post the Giyur. And so therefore we're being matir, we're permitting now a chasana of a Eishes Ach situation. Kamash Malan, that we're not so geyser, and we were not so concerned. Therefore, under those circumstances where the original marriage was not a marriage, a Jewish marriage, it was a Gentile marriage, no problem if subsequently the other brother wants to be Megayer.
In the original case, both were Megayer, but the she was Gayer, a new person. So
you got to know your daughter.
Right, so there's no relationship to two brothers.
So what you're saying is a Chemimutr, and that's what Abacha Bar Yankiv says. But Rav Sheshes disagreed yesterday, right after the Mishnah.
Right.
So therefore, we want to bring a right to Abacha Bar Yankiv, a Kasha and Rav Sheshes.
Toshima! Why are we making the distinction once if they were Harasa Shalom Kedusha, Leda Sambi Kedusha?
Today we didn't get into that. That was yesterday. That was
about him. Right. We brought the Talmud, so I just started thinking about it. What does that make a difference? Because the Harasa Shalom Kedusha, what are Harasa Leda Sambi Kedusha?
Can we get back to that a little
sure,
later?
Of course.
Zokimor Toshima. The Omer Ben Yassian reported. When I went to the islands out in the sea, Matsasi Ger Echad, I found the Ger. Oh, Shinosa Aishas Achim Ima. He went and had chasana with the Aishas Ach from the same mother. Oh, Martin, I said to him, Bini, Nihersha, who gave you permission to do so? After all, you're Aishas, you're Achim and Aim. Everybody knows the same mommy. Who said that that's permissible? In other words, he's voicing the objection of Rav Sheshes. Oh, Mali. So he answered me, Hari Isha Vishiva Baner. There is a story about a lady with seven children who lives locally here in this area, and she was a Giyoris, and she had seven sons, and all of those seven sons did that type of thing. Not necessarily all seven of them, but some of them, the sons passed away and or divorced their wives, and then the other sons married the divorcees or the widows of the other one. And no one said there's a problem involved, even though normally there would be a Eishes Ach min ha-toira. Nobody said a word. If you look at the Rashi on this Shtikl Gemara, about the Shiva Baneha,
she had her children after she converted.
You're going to see. We're going to see. That's all going to be part of the story. Hari Isha, in the middle of the Amid, Hari Isha Giyardis, right in the middle of the Amid. Hari Isha Giyardis, the Shiva Baneha and her seven sons. Shehita lehen Rebbe Akiva, like we'll see in another moment. Lisa, ish es eshes achiv, that he allowed any one of these seven sons to go and marry the divorcee, for instance, of his brother. From that I learned it. So therefore this ger is saying, I'm not the new guy here in this krachei yam that did this. This is really the ish of Ishiv Banel. This was already permitted years ago by Rebbe Akiva. And he continued on the story. this ger who's now defending his practice to Ben Yassion. He says, Al Safsul say, you see this bench? On this bench, Yashiv Rabbi Kiva, the Omar Shnei Dvarim, and he said two things. Number one, ger no say Eishes Achiv, Me'imai. The halacha that we just learned, that a ger is allowed to go and marry his brother's wife. The Omar, he said another thing. Vahidvar Hashem al Yoina Shenis Leimar, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yoina. It says in the Pasuk, Shenis. Shenis Dibri Imoy Shchina, Shlishis Le Dibri Mishchina. This is the last time Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yoina. Kadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Yoina for the fact that Yoina didn't listen to him, but rather tried to flee in the boat, in the ship. And as we know, the story that afterwards they expelled him from the ship, and then the whale swallowed him up, etc., etc. Everybody knows the story. Anyway, from that point on, the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to speak to Yoina anymore because of the fact that he, in a sense, although Yoina meant well, he was well-intentioned, he didn't want to go and tell the terrible news and all the rest. But bottom line is, he didn't listen to Hashem, and therefore, he didn't speak to him later.
Didn't he? He did that when under the...
Wasn't there dialogue?
That may have been the second time. In other words, you have to look up in Tanakh exactly when this changes took place. Ketani Nias, let's go back to the beginning of the story. The Ben Yassian found this ger noise aishes hocham imai. My love, Ariel, we're trying to address your question. My love, the naspa hochiv shvu ger. Aren't we talking about that both of them were gerim? Meaning both this ger echo that he met Bekrachiyam together with his brother, and his brother had married the young lady post becoming a ger, so therefore they had a Jewish religious marriage, and then the ger decided to go and divorce his wife, and now this other ger who Ben Yassian met went and married the divorcee of his brother, and therefore we see from this that this is permissible, which is exactly what we had yesterday according to Rav Achan Bar Yankev. However, that's shver on Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes said that it's awesome. So to my life, the nas v'kishahu oivid kechav, it's talking about that he married him when he was still a goy, and they did not have relations after they both became geirim. And now the husband decides to go and give his wife a get, goodbye, and if you know if you need a get under those circumstances, perhaps yes, because they are geirim. But anyway, since they never had a Jewish marriage post that, now this new ger that was met by Ben Yassian was able to go and marry his brother's wife. So Gemara, if we're talking about that he was still a goy when he lived with the original wife, and therefore, in other words, the original marriage, so it was never a Jewish marriage, my lememra. So then, from a halachic standpoint, we never had a situation of an Eish Esach. So what's the Chiddush? So I'm the same, I would have thought. Same as we said before, we should make gzeira a goy or to a ger. In other words, people don't know what the circumstances were, and they will think that the first marriage was a marriage that was blessed by halacha, and now you have the other brother taking his brother's wife. They don't know that that first marriage was never a Jewish marriage. Kamash Malan. That's why the Braisa has to tell us that. This whole discussion that we are not so goyzer. Frey Timur Min Nehemen, is he believed to go and say that that's the halacha? V'omrav Abba, omrav Una, omrav Kol Talmud Chacham, Shemoyer Halacha Uba, Im Koyde Masa, omra Shoyimin Loi, V'im Lav Ein Shoyimin Loi. Any Talmud Chacham who paskins a shayla, if previously unrelated, a year ago, 5 years ago, he already paskin, and now he is citing his original psak, that works. However, if you're talking about that he is being challenged. Mister, how did you go and marry your brother's wife? Isn't it Issa Eishasach? Well, it's not a problem, it's fine, it's good. The halacha is exactly what you're allowed to. You can't go and listen to him because you don't know whether he's just trying to justify his actions. Therefore, maybe that's not the halacha after all. It's got to be that he was more uvah, that he had already paskin previously. She says he wants to read to it. He had already passed in this shayla 5 years ago, and he says, "You don't believe me? Here, take out my tshuva sefer. My tshuva sefer is Ger Baretz. Take it out. Look up tshuva number 5. Yeah, it's right there. So it's not a brand new psak. This is already from before. Moreover, He said, we're not just talking about me. This is a psak that Rabbi Akiva already gave for this young lady and the seven bottom. This is already years ago. This is nothing new. Because he added this second part about the masim at Yoina. What does that mean that he added the second part of Yoina? So you look at the Rashi. First of all, look at the Rashi. Im koidim. That's again halfway down, right after the previous Rashi we looked at. Im koidim shabo maisa li yoda hi yoga lishnoisa li talmida. If before this story happened, this rabbi had already paskened years ago, then shalom aleichem. However, if not, in other words, he had never said this talk before. Maybe under these particular circumstances he said it, but you can't rely on it. If he had said it already years ago, you can rely. But not if this is something which is going on now contemporaneously, with respect to which he has a personal interest. Yes, it's true.
Why are they giving this rabbi a hard time?
And Yassian was very surprised because he's coming now to the islands, and for the first time he heard that somebody married his former sister-in-law, which is an Issacharis Menatayr. Then he finds out that he's a ger. He says, well, even as a ger, Reb Sheshe said that that's prohibited. How are you allowing yourself to do this? He said, what are you talking about? This is something established a long time ago. Rabbi Akiva was already matir this young lady with the seven bottom. So the Gemara says, can you really trust him? When can you go
trust
and the rabbi that is speaking, who also happens to be the ger that is speaking? This ger himself was the rabbi, and he is saying, it's not a problem. It's just fine.
Because he has a vested interest.
Exactly right. When a person has a vested interest and you go and nail him on the spot and say, how can you do that? It's fine. Don't worry about it. All the rabbis said it's great. Where was that?
Individual's very learned, a rabbi. We're not talking about some person and they still...
So the follow-up is he's such a learned rabbi. He issued a ruling already 5 years ago. And therefore, this is not something that he's doing now on the spot because you're putting him on the spot.
Right.
He already is an established law. Then it's okay. So in fact, he was Moiru Boss, says the Gemara. Number two, next Rashi. Hari Isha Vishiv Baneh Rai Shul Koidim L'chein Heidi. He's bringing a Rai that this happened years ago. This is not something anew that he just came up with on the spot. Since he combined it with that second member of Yoina, since he's certainly going to believe him about that, that because Baruch Hu spoke to Yoina only twice and not three times, if he said it together as a package deal, when the two of them have nothing to do with one another, so you see that he is now telling in a very, very credible way stories that happened from years ago, and therefore you can believe him after all.
But the story about Yonah is just the text in the Chumash. It's not, in the Tanakh, in the Navi. It's no, there's no
lachic significance.
Exactly. It's just
100% right.
So what's the chiddush? There's a chiddush.
It's a chiddush, but it's evident from the text. As you suggested, look it up. So what's the evidence that this he can be believed? You know, it says that Hashem created the world.
It says in the pasuk that Hashem spoke to Yonah now the second time. It doesn't say more than that.
I see.
You and I can go and say it the second time, and then afterwards it was a third, and a fourth, and a fifth, and a tenth. Said this ger, b'shem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva sat on this absolutely.
That was
said,
it.
That was the last time. Never again. And in fact, the Gemara is going to challenge that, as we'll see right now. So getting back to our Gemara.
And the reason of Jesus is because of the Zera. Were words that people were going to say that.
You ask a very good question. So if you go back to the Rashi of yesterday, see right where it says Gemara. Now skip four lines.
Yeah.
It says Mina Ein V'Loi Mina Av Dekuli Alma Osir. Why?
That's what could be Israel.
Oh, if they say this Ger, it looks like a wonderful person. Yeah. Long beard and payas and an erlich and he davens. It takes him half an hour to daven Shmonesrei, and he's makbid Kala Kivachamura. And look what he did. He went and married his sister-in-law. If he can marry his sister-in-law, I can marry his sister-in-law. I'm not firmer than him. I damage my nesri in half the time. My beard is much shorter than his beard. So therefore, Asim Chalufa, that's why Asim Zayn. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, we have another question over here. Dr. Gemara, Omama. were six lines before the wide lines. V'yidibar Hashem al-yoyne sheinis leimah. Sheinis debri'imah ishchina, shlishis leitim remah. Feitim ha-vaksila ha-vaposik in Malachim. This is talking about the Melech Yerovam ben Yoyosh, not to be confused with Yerovam ben Nevat. This Yerovam ben Yoyosh was a good king, and the people in his time also were good, and as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, they did a lot of tshuva. To the point that who? He, meaning Yerovam ben Yoyosh, who was the king, Heshev is Gvul Yisrael, he was able to restore the original borders and boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, Melevoy Hamas ad Yom HaRovah, from one place to the other. Kedvar Hashem et Shediba biyad Avdi Yoyne ben Amitai Hanavi. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Yoyne, who had predicted this day is going to come. So it sounds like there's another time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yoyne, unrelated to the whale story that we read about on Yom Kippur, Pasuk in Malachim. So don't we have a third time at least? Omer vin al iske ninve ka'omar. This drasha that we had before, Sheinus and Matshlish, is talking about specifically the Gabi Ninveh. As far as Ninveh is concerned, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him twice, did not speak to him a third time. But by other matters, yes. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Hachi Amar Kedvar Hashem Shadibe Biyad Avdei Hanovim Kishayim Shenepach LeNinveh Meiro Al Letoyve Kach Bimei Yerovam Ben Yoyosh Nepach Lem Yisrael Meiro Al Letoyve. What the Pasuk in Malachim is telling us is not that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yoyne about that generation and that Yerovam is going to restore the borders of boundaries. Kadosh Baruch Hu only spoke to Yoyne, and those two times like we find in Sefer Yoyne. But we see from the Sefer of Yoyne what happened. What was the story behind Yoyne? The story was that after Yoyne had told the people in Nineveh, you better do tshuva or the whole Nineveh is going to be mishapech, it's all going to be turned over and uprooted because of your terrible sins. They actually listened. And it was Nepach LeNinveh Meiro LeToiv. And that's why eventually Kodesh Baruch Hu's wrath cooled and Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't touch the city of Nineveh. Says the Gemara, just like in the times of Yoyne and the story of Nineveh, the people did tshuva and as a result, the terrible catastrophe did not occur. Same thing happened by Yerovam ben Yoyosh, and also Nepach Lehem Yisrael Meiro LeToiva. So that pasuk that we quoted in Malachim is not talking about a message of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Yoyne about Yerovam and the Levoy Hamas at Yom HaRovah. It had nothing to do with that. It was about Nineveh. But we just bring that as a parallel. Just like over there, people listened and they did tshuva. In the times of Yerovam, they also did tshuva. And Baruch Hashem, he was able to restore the borders and the boundaries. L'choyre, what do these two members have to do with one another? Getting back to Rebbe Kiva. The Rebbe Kiva said, Shneidvar, Gersh Noisei Eishes Achem Imoy, and also this Masa Ben Yoyne Ben Amita. Says the Orech Laner, there is a very strong connection between the two. He says it already in the Gemara there, but I'm tying it in now that the Gemara said this at the end. So just like we find by Yoyne, that there was a major transformation. This Nineveh should have been destroyed to smithereens because it was a sinful city, full of sins. However, they did tshuva. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a major transformation and said, I'm not going to touch Nineveh. They transformed themselves. I'm not going to touch them. Same thing with Gabi Agoy. When he becomes Jewish, he also undergoes a major transformation in his life. His whole life turns upside down. Till now he was a Goy. He was not chayv in any of the mitzvah. Now he becomes a ger, he becomes totally nesapa, just like the case of Nineveh. Therefore, that's why we brought these two together, says Aruch HaNer. Both of them are referring to both a personal transformation from A to Z and a public transformation in the case of Nineveh from A to Z. Men, do you like that?
Beautiful.
Good. One final point, we get back to that Rashi Hari Isha Giyoris Veshiva Baner, that first Rashi that we're quoting in the middle of the Amid. So from Rashi it's pretty clear that this is an earlier story, nothing to do with him. He just said, don't look at me, you go down the street, you see that Giyoris who lives there at on corner West 91st Street together with the seven sons, they got a heter years ago from Bakiva. Notice that there's a small little aleph there in the Rashi, and that aleph takes us to the Bach, and the Bach says Ayin betoisis peraka oral reish daf ayin zayin. If you look back on Daf Ayin Zayin, I'm sure you all recall that Toysis. That Toysis says that in fact this person who Ben Yassian was meeting, he was the husband of the lady and the father of the Shiva Banel. If you go back to that Toisvis, Ayin Zayin Amad Al at the top, Toisvis at the top. And Koyna Maisa Omri Shaymullah Omri Tam, and Adafke Hechadu Atzmoin and Yehad Dover. This relates to you, Ariel. Kigoy and Yisra, and that story over there, Isha, you got some Maisa. And then he continues on, Bechain, five lines in, Bechain, Nusan Al Nusa, Gabigir, Shehayat Al Ishtoi, the Shimba Bonav, that he was talking about his wife and the seven Bonav, and therefore it's not somebody else. He's talking about his own family. And therefore he's hey, how can you do that? So, Ariel, once again, that came on Ayin Zayin, you see the caption of the Toises. And Koydim Masa Umm Shaymim Lai. Once again, if a person is being challenged about what he's doing, if there's an earlier psak, it's okay. But if he is now on the spot and he says, it's okay. He himself has a personal stake in this psak halacha. So therefore, Ben Yassian was challenging him and saying, hey, how can you go and do that? It's aser. No, it's mutter, it's fine. If he already passed that 5 years ago, a year ago, whatever, that's fine. However, on the spot, sorry?
There was a precedent.
There's a precedent, even though it's his own personal precedent. However, if he's being put on the spot and now he's machavish, a kulin, and he said, no, that's okay, there's nothing to worry about. Then you got to be nervous that his Yetzirah is having a taking part in this new psak, and therefore it's unreliable. Anyway, so as you see, that Toisis learns that it wasn't somebody else, it was his own Ishtar. That's why the Bach, that Aleph is telling us, Toisis disagrees with Rashi. Okay, getting back to our Gemara, Toshima, three lines from the bottom of the Aleph. Again, the Gemara is going to ask the same type of Kasha. Again, we're trying to bring a right of Achim Yankif against Rav Sheshes. Toshima, Gershoyu Lidosi Bikdusha, by Rosh Shloi Bikdusha. This is something that Brother Shai was asking before. What's the Gershoyu Lidosi Bikdusha? The truth of the matter is that the words should be reversed, because the hayrosoi, which means the conception, took place prior to the lady. And in fact, Rashi was also bothered by the print in our Gemara, and Rashi himself says that the girsa should be the other way around. If you look at the Rashi where we left off before, Hachi Garsinan, Ger Shehoisa Hayrosa Shalai Bikdusha, the Lodosa Bikdusha. It's the same. In substance, it's just a question of the correct order of things. The conception takes place before the birth. Good. Anyway, so what was the story? He had a ger, he loved also bidusha, that means that his mother was a Gentile. She became pregnant from her husband. Both the husband and wife decided, we want to have a Jewish child. So in the middle of the pregnancy, they both were megayer, and now this ger was born bikedusha. In other words, after his mother had already become a gyart. Yesh lo she'era ein ve'ein lo she'er ha'af. Then there is she'era ein. In other words, we do say that there's an earlier family relationship based on the mommy, but we're not worried about any family relationship based on the father. Why we're not worried about the father? That's like thing Mara said at the top of the Amid, because afkure afkir rachmona lezare zermasusim zermosim. So Jimor Ketza, give me halacha lemaisa. Explain to me. Give me cases. So Jimor Ketza nosa achoyse mina ein yoytzi. If originally this goy had married his own sister mina ein, in other words, it was a blood brother and sister relationship. They had the same mommy. Yoytzi. He has to go and send her away at this time. Now, what's the reason why he has to send her? I, after he's born, ger shenoylad. So the last Rashi says the same thing we had Rav Sheshes back on the Amid Beis. Like we already said, did you forget what we said already earlier? Because we're afraid that by a real Jewish brother and sister, they'll say, oh, I saw that Ger was married to his sister with no problem. Yeah, he was married to a sister that was talking about because they were both Gerim. And therefore, so because of this concern, we don't want people to have confusion. However, if the brother and sister were from the same father, then he does not have to go and send her away. He can keep her. He can keep her. If again, the achoisav means an aunt, but from the mother. However, if it's mina av, If it's a choisa aim min ha'aim, then yoitzi. Again, it's all through the mother, she'era aim yeshlem, then yoitzi min ha'av. Oh, min ha'av, meaning a chois ha'aim min ha'av. It's an aunt, it's a sister of the mother. But it's min ha'av, meaning that they had the same father, not the same mother. Now we have machlokes. Meir oimi yoitzi v'chomom oimim yekayim. Now the choyer, the chomom yekayim, that works very nicely. We keep on saying min ha'av, min ha'av, min ha'av is yekayim. Here was a chois ho'aim min ha'av, and a meir says yoitzi. She'er a meir oimer kol ervish imishem she'er a'im. If aim is in the picture, yoitzi mishem av yekayim. In other words, even though this is truly min ha'av, meaning both the aunt, that's the sister of the mother, and the mother, they were taka two sisters, but they were two sisters from the same father. And we said a moment ago, she'era av is worthless. However, because of the fact that it was she'era aim mixed in, that's the achois ho'aim, and those were two sisters, so there's an aim involved, even though min ha'av, Rav Meir was machmer and says, I'm still concerned about potential confusion, and therefore you should be machmer and vice. Umutter be'eshes ochiv, our Gemara has the gear say me'imoy. The Bach takes out the word me'imoy. Perhaps the reason why he takes it out is because Rashi fills it in, and therefore maybe it's not necessary for Rashi to say it if it says in the Gemara. See Rashi on the fourth line. Umutter be'eshes ochiv, va'filo me'imoy. I'm reading the Rashi now in the fourth line. You're allowed to go and marry the Eishes Ach. Oh, that's our case, the Eishes Ach. Even though it's an Ach from the same mother. And we were not going about the possibility of a later brother being born. And they're going to say, if I was able to go and marry the sister-in-law from before, I can marry the sister-in-law from later, even though there's no comparison. Why? Because the earlier one, that was an ach, based on a Gentile family relationship, and a new brother that's going to be born in the future, that's based on a Jewish family relationship. What Rashi is saying is, even though we said here on the Amud Aleph, that if you have achoisoi min ho'aim yoitzi, Achoisa av min ho'aim yoitzi. I have over here an eishes ach min ho'aim. L'choyre it should be yoitzi. No, mutter be'eishes achiv. Why is it taka mutter be'eishes achiv? Says Rashi, I was only goizer when I had one concern, and that is a family concern. What means family? We're talking about is achoisa min ha'aim. It might cause confusion with an achoisa min ha'aim in a Jewish family. We're going to apply. See, by the ger, who's erlich, fine and from, he's living with his sister. People are going to go and confuse it by a choisim and a aim, legabi, a Jewish person. Or, for that matter, a later sister that's going to be born to that ger, not to the ger, to the ger's mother, and he might come to go and marry her if he's allowed to go and marry the earlier sister. Says, however, our Gemara, that's only when the only problem or the only issue is a family one. Here we're talking about Be'eshes Ochet. Says Rashi, here you have to come on to two things. Number one, the family relationship, and number two, the marriage, because you don't have an Eishes Ochet unless somebody marries somebody. Therefore, says Rashi, going back to the Rashi again, the first narrow line, why am I not Goizer because of a later Eishes Ach that will be born, just like by the yin, the bekurva gozer aban. By kurva, achoisim in a aim, achoisim in a aim, I was goizer. I'm immediately osi eliyadei kedushin. How can I be goizer about a future eishes ach? I'm going to have an ach, the ger will have another brother. He had an earlier brother from Gentile days. He's going to have a new brother from Jewish days. So if I'm going to allow him to go and marry the eishes ach from previous days, I might allow him to marry the eishes ach in the future. No. That I'm not goyzer. He's only going to have a new sister-in-law if his new brother goes and marries somebody. But goyzer, they didn't push the gezeira that far. So therefore, back to our Gemara, mutter be'eshes achim, even though it's me'imai, as well as be'eshes achiovim, same thing would apply to his aunt, who happens to be the wife of his father's brother. V'shar kol arayis mutares loy, all other arroyos are mutter to the ger. Lisui eishes av, even eishes av, again from before, is all permissible. Nasa isha uvita, this was the case that Ariel brought up about half an hour ago. Nasa isha uvita, if the ger, when he was still a goy, he married his wife as well as the daughter of his wife. Koines achas umoitzi achas. What he has to do is, now that he becomes Jewish, he cannot retain the isha uvita. He holds on to one of them, and he has to send away the other one. And now the Braisa says something very strange. But lechatchila yichnois, but he shouldn't go and marry lechatchila. Isn't that a double poshut? If I just said if he was already married, he cannot retain both isha vita. One of them he has to be moitzi, and he shouldn't go and be machzis lechatchila. Of course, he shouldn't be machzis lechatchila. Even b'diavad, he's not allowed to hold on to both of them. He can only keep one of the two. He can't be married to isha vita. So he's going to ask that question in another few lines. And now we get off a little bit on another subject. Meisa ishta, what happens if the ger's wife passed away? Mutter b'chamoisi is allowed to go marry the mother-in-law. Even though min ha-toira, a Jew that loses his wife, cannot marry the mother-in-law, here he's allowed to because all of this was ishta b'chamoisi from goyish days, and now they were all megayer. The ger's wife passed away. He's allowed to go and marry the mother-in-law. But as we'll see in a moment, it's a machloikis. The ikar etoni also machloikis. He's not allowed to marry the mother-in-law. What's the machloikis? We'll see further down as we approach the Mishnah. This is the end of the Braisa. Why did we bring the Braisa? Again, to bring a raya to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Akasha on Rav Sheshes. Toni mi is mutter be'eshes ochiv. It says in the Braisa that he's allowed to go and marry his sister-in-law. My love, the nosme ochiv kishu ger, isn't talking about that the first marriage was that his brother married a wife after they were ready gerim, and we're saying that when the brother passed away, or when the brother gave a get, that the new brother is allowed to go and marry that sister-in-law. Is the chachayir right of Acha b'Yaakov? Is Achshven Rav Sheshes? The Tumaloi, the Nazmi Shuoi B'Kham is talking about that they were originally married Gentile and Mrs. Gentile, and they never had relations after they became gay. So what's a chiddush? Of course, it's not considered to be a Jewish marriage. It's not considered to be his sister-in-law. After all, people don't know all of the facts and circumstances. They just see that this ger and geyoris are still living together in the same house. They assume that they live together with intimacy. We don't know yes or no, but the assumption is that they're still married, like a regular husband and wife. And now when he wants to go and give her a divorce, now can the other brother marry? Yeah, I see that you're allowing the other brother to marry. So therefore we should go and be goyzer, otik shuger, when they did marry post-gior, or when they at least live together post-gior as husband and wife. And therefore I should make this. Say, Kamash, well, I'm not goyzer. If I know for sure that the first brother did not live with his wife after he became Jewish, then the second brother can go and marry the wife. And now we're going to focus on some details of the braisa. In other words, we've concluded the discussion we asked today from three separate braisas, Kashas and Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes gave the same teretz each time. We're not talking about that the first brother married Jewishly. The first marriage was a Gentile marriage, and therefore when he decided to part ways, the other brother came back. Omar, no, se isha ubita koinis achas and moitzi achas, and then the braisa said, l'chadchil l'yichnas. Once we said that he has to even b'diavad send one away, of course he cannot go and marry them. It's not going on this case right before. It's going back on the earlier cases of the Braisa. The Braisa started off in the Amud Aleph, and we said the word Yikayim a number of times. If we were talking about Achoisoi min ha'av or Eishes hu'av min ha'av, all of those times we said Yikayim. Following comment. In all those cases where he said that you're allowed to hold on to and keep the achoise min ho'ach, you shouldn't go and marry or stay. But if you're already married, you can stick it out. And then we continue on. What's the machlekes? We learned this a few days ago in the Gemara. Remember, it said in the pasuk, that a person who marries Isha V'ima V'esh Yisrafu Oysa V'eshen. And when we learned that pasuk, we discussed the fact that the word Eshen seems to be rather strange, because it sounds on the surface as if not only the fellow who lived with his mother-in-law and the mother-in-law, Chas V'Shalom, are Nidoin B'Sreifa, but even the wife is Nidoin B'Sreifa. And Rashi said, you know, that the wife is, she's an innocent bystander. She had nothing to do with the fact that her husband lived together with her mother. What's his Ishavik? And yeah, we had a couple of pshatim. And one of the pshatim the Gemara said was that the word Esen means that if the wife has passed away, then the question is, what's the status of the Chamoisai? Is there still a din of Sreifa or not? And so we had one man, the Omar Rava, that was interpreting Reb Akiva, that Reb Akiva said, Esen v'eshtayen. What means eshtayen? We're going to go and kill both of them. So the Gemara said, no, says Rava, eshtayen means that as long as both of them are still alive, then there's a din of Sreifa on the husband and on the mother-in-law. However, if the wife has passed away, there's no longer a din of Sreifa, but there is a din of an Isur. It's Asur, about you now let her do it, but there is no din of Sreifa. So now it's clear that after Misa, things have lightened up considerably. There's not going to be a Sreifa. So therefore, says Yimor, that's the source of this machlokes and this brisa. The iser still remains. Okay, there's no sreifa, but it's awesome. The gabi ger goes by rabbana, so therefore it's a iser. So I'm goizer by a ger, and I don't allow the ger to go and live with his chamoisoi even after the patira of the wife. The iser has been weakened and diluted. Therefore, by the ger, we're not goyzer. And therefore, if he was already married to the mother-in-law, or if his wife passed away, he'd be able to go and marry the mother-in-law after all. But only by ger, not by a regular person. So, on to the... Yes?
A quick question on yesterday's Gemara.
Since
it's the Mishnah, you said at the bottom of Amud Beis yesterday that we were lenient, and that I think it was Rabbi Yaakov, where the machlokas of Rabbi Yaakov Rishatius was, is it if it's just maternal or paternal brothers, but he said if they're full brothers, he would be lenient because we'd go buser the av.
Right.
And I didn't understand how that could be, because if they're full brothers, they are also brothers from the mother. So that should
100%. All of the reasons why we answered even min ha'ein, like Rashi said, this is what Brother Shai brought to the surface.
Okay.
We're worried about that we're going to be machle b'Yisrael. So mitzad, the gerim themselves is no problem. Yes, the people are going to have that confusion. So the Gemara said that the reason why, if they're both same father, same mother, I'm not concerned, because Basar Abba Shadina, Rabbanei Plania Korulahu, out in the street, people, when they talk about this couple, they say about these Gerim, oh, you know these Gerim, they are the sons of the former mayor, you know, the Goy. And see, therefore, they don't refer to the mother, they refer to the father.
I see.
I'm not worried about this.
They have a problem of reputation, I see.
However, the second man, the Rav Sheshe said, but since some people also speak about not only right to the mayor, but also to the mayor's wife, or both of them are Gentiles, so, Sachem and Aim as well.
Thank you.
Zog the Mishnah. Chom Mishnoshim is Arvul, the same, Igdil HaTeruvis, Anosim Noshim, Fomesu, Arbo, Chotz, and Yachas, Viechon, Miyam, Oysa. The case of the Mishnah on the surface sounds a little bit confusing, but really it's very, very straightforward. We have five ladies who are unrelated to each other, five separate ladies. And each one of them has one son at home, who everybody knows is her son. No questions about it. All of these five ladies got pregnant more or less at the same time, and they're all giving birth more or less at the same time in the same maternity ward. And because of a blackout and because of terrible confusion, there was a mess up among all of the five children, and nobody knows who's the mother of this child or who's the mother of that child. And therefore the hospital says, I'm very sorry, and they hand over to each mommy one baby and says, the baby is healthy, Baruch Hashem, this one is yours. It might not be yours, it might be from the other one, but we give you this baby. All five women had five babies, so therefore each one of them now has two children. One's a vadai, that it's their child from an earlier birth, and one that's a safek. Okay, these things happen. Higdilat teruvis. Now we go fast forward 20 years later. all five of these Suffolk boys, all have grown up, all handsome young men, v'nasu nashim, and all of them got married to women. Lo yalayni v'lo yalaychem, all five of them, they probably all came together for a special reunion of the five being born all at the same time. And Nebuch, there was a car crash, and all five of them died at the same time. But they left over their five wives. And their five wives all full Ibam. The question is, I don't know which one is the brother of, or the brother-in-law of this woman, and which one is the brother-in-law of this woman. Because I have five Vadoim, but I don't know which one was the brother that passed away. So what are we going to do? So the easy thing would be to say, take all the five women in one room at the same time, take all of the five Vadoim in the room at the same time, and have all five of them do Chalitza for all five. So you know for sure, since each one of them is going to give Chalitza for each one of the ladies, so then each one for sure has gotten, each one has gotten four pseudo Chalitzas, not real ones, because it's all Masafik, and one of them is a real one. I don't know which one is a real one, but I know for sure it's one of the five. That would be the easy way to do things.
They could also do Yibam, couldn't they?
No.
All five do Yibam?
No, each one could do Yibam to one of the women, because either it's a Safek or it's a
Safek. No, but Yibam is Shuk. It could be that it's how could she marry? It could be her, the...
I see. Okay. She has unresolved Zika, okay.
Exactly. So, but the Mishnah tells us is a combination of what Brother Barry and Brother Shai just said, and we're going to do a combination. And that is, we're going to have four of the five Vadoin give Chalitza. The fifth one we're going to say, give Yibam. Okay. Why would this be permissible? Because Manashach. If one of those four did the Chalitza with his Yivama, so she's now Mutaris Lashuk. So the fifth one can go and marry. If it turns out that this young lady was not, or sorry, if among these four, none of them were the proper, true brother-in-laws of that fifth lady, so then who is the brother-in-law? The fifth fellow? He is now going to be Miyabim her. So Maman of Shach, it's oddly be his real Yavama. Nobody knows except for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It'll either be his real Yavama, or if it's not his real Yavama, but he's now marrying a Yavama that has already gotten a Chalitza from one of the other four, so Teres HaShuk, no problem. Why are we suggesting that 4 plus 1? Because we want to have a situation, try to be Marbe Yibam as much as possible. Of course, this is not talking about Zman Hazeh after Abba Shaul said it's not a good idea because people only are Nois and Enav, they don't really do it Lishma. But in the good old days, in the times of the Torah, when Yibam was the desired outcome, so this way at least we have one Yibam. And in fact, what's going to be, after the dust settles, every one of the women will have received four chalitzos and one yibam. So therefore, each one of them will be married to one of the five. Hopefully, all five was the real yavam and yavama, and they've all been mekayim the mitzvah. But if it wasn't five, at least four. And if it wasn't four, it was three, two, or one. At least, hopefully, somebody was mekayim the mitzvah among the five. So therefore, ultimately, at the end of the day, all of them will be married. The five brothers, not the five brothers, the five badais to the five women. So that's very straightforward. Again, Chamish Noshim is Arvul, but the same. Higdil HaTeruv is Anos HaNoshim B'meisu, Arbo'o Cholzim Li'achas, V'Echem Miyam Oysom. When we say Li'achas, means each one of the five Almonois that are Nebuch waiting for Yibam or Chalitza. So each one of the four is Cholzim to each one of the women. V'Echem Miyam Oysom. Then after that Yibam takes place, so I already have one of the five has already gotten married, and the other one, I don't know if it's real Yibam or it's possible Yibam, but he's taken one. Now who? That Yibam that just got married, Ushloisha and three other of the Vadoim, Chotz and Liachas, they're going to give Chalitza to the next one, and V'yachem Yibam. So we have again 4 plus 1. And then we're going to do the same thing, that the next one online, we're going to take the two that have already gotten married, together with two more, they'll do the chalitzas, and then the fifth one, he'll be miyabim. Them two, arba chalitzas, yibam, chalachas, viachas, each one of the five women is going to get four chalitzas, and one yibam. This way, we've covered the waterfront. Zokti imar, rabbi dafke mechlitz, for the yivume. Be careful that you give chalitza first. Havivume resho loy, v'kapogam yivam lishuk. That was the discussion we had before. Otherwise, then one of the brothers is going to go, and now one of the brothers is going to go and do yivam lishuk, because maybe the one that he's going to be miyabim won't be his, it's going to be the other ones, and she didn't have the benefit of chalitza. Zokti Mara, what do we mean? My who is shloisha cholzim liachas? Says the Gemara, L'chayra have even a better etza. You know what? To be for sure that somebody's been mekayim the mitzvah of Yimim, why don't we go and say that one of the five should marry all of the five women, and by doing so, then we know for sure that we will mekayim the mitzvah of Yimim. But just like we know for sure that we will mekayim one, we know that four for sure we were not mekayim. Therefore, elikol chad v'chad miyabim chodah to misrami lei didei. That's why we want that all five should go and marry all five of the women, each one marrying, of course, one, because hopefully it won't just be one that statistically will be miyabim, but we'll leave at least two or three, maybe maximum even five. Maybe min hashamayim it'll work out that all five married their yevamis, their respective yevamis. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. The Bach adds Tanur Rabbanan. Tanur Rabbanan, miktsasin achin or miktsasin she'ein achin. You have some which are brothers and some which are not brothers. V'achin cholzit, those that are brothers give chalitzim, she'ein achin miyab. Those that are not brothers give yibam. My God, what are you talking about? The ones that are brothers give chalitzim. If he's not a brother, how's he doing? I don't understand what's going on. Omer of Zafir, ochikom, miktsasin achin min ho'av, or miktsasin achin min ho'ein. What happens if among the five Vadoim, one or more of them happens to be either a suffix ach min ho'av or an ach min ho'eim? An ach min ho'eim cholzim. The ach min ho'av miyabim. We're not going to allow an ach min ho'eim to be miyabim, because an ach min ho'eim unfortunately has no mitzvah of yibam, but there is an isser of eishes ach. So if we have this mixture of the five, those that are achim and av, we will allow for them to participate in potential yibam, one of the five. Like we had in our Mishnah, all five eventually married the other five women. But if one of them is a suffix, that he's an achim and aim, we won't allow him to go and do yibam. We'll only allow him to do chalitza. If it's only an achim and aim, why is he doing chalitza? So that's why we have a little bit of a complicated situation. But it's not gefelach. We'll see the Rashi. Rashi explained it very beautifully. The first wide line of Rashi down below. Miktsasin achman av, miktsasin achman ein, miktsasin shel vadoin. Among the vadoin, some of them were achel lebnei haturuvis min ho'av, and miktsasin yesh lehen bahani taruvis achman ein shaloi min ho'av. Levan achem sheyesh lehen besoich min ho'av. In other words, we had a mixture among the vadoin that some of them were taka brothers of the five sveikois, but they were min ho'ein and not min ho'av. Give me an example. Keep going. So now the details are quite simple. Reuven shenosa Rachel v'Chana. Reuven married two ladies, Rachel and Chana. V'yodolei Rachel es Yosef. Reuven now, together with Rachel, they have a son Yosef. Okay, Reuven, Rachel have a son Yosef. Now Girsha l'Rachel. Reuven and Rachel didn't see eye to eye on various matters like Ukraine and Russia and things like that, Democrats and Republicans. And so eventually Reuven gave Nebuch a get to Rachel. Okay. V'nasa Boaz, and now Boaz married Rachel, who was previously married to Reuven. V'loi and Boaz ben Meisha Acheres. He happens to have a son already from an earlier match. Boaz was married previously before. V'nisaba Rachel, as a result now of Boaz living, marrying Rachel and living with Rachel, Rachel became pregnant. V'yoldehi, she gave birth. V'chana ishtoi shur Uve. Oh, remember that Reuven was married to Rachel and Chana. Chana also had a child. Aha. So now we have a situation of Yosef. What is Yosef's relationship to these two children that have been born? Remember, Yosef is a son of Reuven and Rachel. And we just had that Reuven married Chana and they also had a son. So now Yosef happens to be a brother of that son, the son of Reuven and Chana. They have two different mothers. This is Reuven and Chana. This is Reuven and Rachel. But Yosef and that new son are brothers min ho'av. They have the same father. Who's the same father? Reuven. Reuven was the father of Yosef. He was married to Rachel at the time. And he was also the father of the son of Chana. So those are achim min ho'av. The same time, the same Yosef also happens to be a brother min ha'eim to the son that was born to Boaz. Because remember, Boaz is the second husband of Rachel. Yosef is a son of Rachel, and Boaz also just had now a new child with Rachel. So therefore, Yosef is now going to be a brother min ha'eim to Chana's son. He's going to be a brother brother Mina'av to Chana's son, thank you, and a brother Mina'im to Boaz's son. And besides, they were given Noshim Acheiros. There were three other ladies. They have Heizchon Mamach. When you have five all together that are Sveikos in this Machve, including the new son of Chana and the new son of Boaz and Rachel. Then it's Arvo. They were all mixed together. Nimtish Yeshle Lioiz Beterugas Alolu Beis Ach. And he has two brothers. Echman Av, Yechman A, like we said before. Benoshel Chana, that's Yochim and Av, same father, Reuven. Ubenoshel Rachel Niboyez, Ochim and A. Ah, so we cannot allow Yosef Zes, the next Rashi, Achim and Aim Cholzim. Yosef Zes, Sheyeshle Beteruvis, Achim and Aim. Since among the five, one of them happens to be Achim and Aim, the one that's born to Boaz, Cholzim the Kulan, Lifter as Ashes, Achim and Av. He has to go and give a Chalitza to all. Then Rishon Liyavim Achas Mehen, we won't allow him to be Miyavim, Afili Achim Chalitzos, Miyarboch, Averov, even after the other four, Shema Yivga be Ashes, Achim, Meimai. Chasishon, the one that he might marry, will pint be the one that's the Achim Imai from the same mother, in other words, from Boaz and Rachel, Shibikaris. So therefore we're going to go and tell him, since you happen to be a Sofik to all of these guys, to some of them, you're Achim and Av, some Achim and Ein, you are going to go and do Chalitz across the board to everyone, and don't be Miyam anyone. The Achim and Av, but those that are Vav, the Achim and Av, don't be Miyam. Okay, the final case. Mikzos and Kehana, Mikzos and Kehana. Among the five that are there in the Tzveikis, as well as their brothers who are Vatoim, one or two of them have to be Kahana. So now, can we allow for a Koyin to go and be Miyabin, any one of the ladies, after they already procured Chalitza? The answer is, of course, no, because a Koyin is not allowed to marry a Chalitza. I don't know for sure whether she'll be a Chalitza from the real Cholites, from the real Yavam, but maybe yes, maybe no. This is the Chasavi. So the Kahan will tell him, you do your Chalitza, don't do any Yibam. Shein Kahan, the others will allow them to be among the Miyab. Now what happens if you have a combined situation? Mikzos and Kahanim, some of them are Kahanim, so we're not going to allow them to do Yibam. Or Mikzos and the others are Achim and Aim, like that Yosef case. Eileb Eilech Oiltim and Miyab, and both the Kahanim. The Achim and Aim, we won't allow them to do Yibam. We'll allow them to do Chalitza.
Yeah, okay.
I want to get back to your question. Shkoyach, everyone. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful day.